fuck do we do? What's going on, my great listeners, man? It's another episode of Tonio Talks, dog. And today, man, I just wanted to create a new episode pretty much to just get y'all to be here with me, experience my life with me, you know? I won't be bringing y'all everywhere, you know, just popping up with podcasts when I'm taking a shit or no crazy-ass shit like that. But more so just like, you know, when I did my episode of my self-awareness journey, it'll be something like that, but just with a little twist on it. So, to really start it off, I want to just give a flashback of, you know, the progress I made with my life and shit, the different flips and changes that I made to my life, just the necessary adjustments. But, like, when y'all first met me, I was the stoner, you know, who's just all over the fucking place, man. To be honest, I'm still all over the place, just not everywhere, you feel me, if that makes sense. But, man, like, I don't smoke weed anymore. I'm not saying that in a sad voice or no shit like that. It's just reflecting back when I was doing my podcast and I start that bitch off with, you feel me? Like, start that bitch off smoking like a motherfucker. But, man, like, I don't smoke anymore, man. Like, I've started a career in driving trucks, you feel me? You know, I was studying, you know, about relationships and shit like that. I still, you know, enjoy helping people with their relationships and shit like that. So that's not gonna ever change. But just like the discipline that I have on myself, you know, is obviously greater than before. I don't know if I told y'all this shit, but the only food that I eat is like fruits and veggies and turkey and fish. Like, I don't eat chicken, I don't eat beef, I don't eat pork. So that's a new addition to whoever's listening. Like, I've changed my diet. Eventually, I'm going to stop eating turkey. Then I'm going to cut out fish and try to, you know, do the whole vegan deal. Because, man, I'd have, oh my God, dog. My lady have made some vegan dishes, dog, that you would swear that shit got some fucking meat in it. The only meat I want, well, it's not fully vegan. The only thing that made it not vegan was the shrimp, because we eat fish. But, man, she made some motherfucking quesadillas. I think they called it. Yeah, quesadillas, dog. And them bitches were bomb. All, like, the cheese was vegan. Obviously, you got your black beans. You got your tomatoes, your lettuce. We added the shrimp in there. We had something called, it's some meat crumbles, but it's not really meat. It's plant-based meat, the bulk of meat. Man, the shit was amazing, dog. Best quesadillas I've ever had, dude. The best. And then the tortillas were vegan also. They were made from avocado, so that was even dope. But I want to try to, you know, wing more into being vegan, you know, just to eat a bit healthier, you know. But that's a new addition, like changing my diet and shit like that. Like, man, it's been a minute since I've updated y'all on, you know, Tonio, you feel me? So I had to be considerate and put an episode out and keep y'all updated with, you feel me? Like, I don't put people in my business and no shit like that. Like, this ain't what this episode is for. It's mainly just to, you know, get people familiar with Tonio. You feel me? Like, eventually, I want to talk to people. Not even just eventually. Like, I still, you know, want people to talk to me, get to know me. I can get to know them and shit like that. I've been, you know, interviewing people that I've never met before, you feel me? But, you know, that shit's still dope. You know, just to meet people that you don't know and get to, you know, hearing their story, hearing what's about them instead of, you know, hearing about yourself, which is dope, man. Like, a lot of great things have been happening in my life, dude. A lot of great things. I still don't fuck with nobody like that, you feel me? It's just me and my lady kicking shit. I kick shit with my family, you know, my mom, my pop, my brother, shit like that. Like, I kick shit with my family, but that shit, I'm not trying to make no changes to that. I like to, you know, just keep it, you know, real tight-knit with who I fuck with, because everybody ain't meant to be fucked with, you feel me? But that's just a part of Tonio that will always be here. Like, I'm not a, oh man, I want to fuck with everybody type person. Like, that's always been who I am. I mean, who I was and who I am today. So if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Shit. Man, I don't know. Like, I didn't really write none of this shit down, so I'm really just coming at this shit, you know, from a whole 90-degree angle. But that's really all, man. I wanna make another episode to pretty much just keep this shit going, let y'all know what's going on, man. Currently, right now, I'm at work chilling. I take my motherfucking CDL road test tomorrow. It's been 3 whole months since I've had my permit, and tomorrow is the day that I get my license. Like, I have to pass the test, but if y'all haven't caught on to my wording, tomorrow is the day that I get my license, meaning that I already affirmed getting my CDL. It won't be no, oh, I failed the test. That's not even in my head. Like, I know I'm gonna get it. I know I already have it. So tomorrow I get my CDLs. Those of you who don't know, that's just affirming shit. That's just called affirmation with me. Well, not even just with me. That's just what it's called. But that's what's going on with me, man. I had to lay down my reefer, dog. Put that shit down so that I could, you know, chase this dream of driving. You feel me? Not having to touch my freight. I can, you know, just drive. I know that shit sound like, you know, that shit can get boring real easy. Well, it's some shit I want to do, which is what make it good for me. It ain't for nobody else. But, man, other than that, dog, like, it's a lot of shit that I've been saying that I wanted to do, and I have been scratching my motherfucking list off. Like, I wanted to get a whole new truck, black on black Silverado. That's what the fuck I'm pulling up in at work every day now. You feel me? So a lot of shit down my list has been getting scratched off simply because I ain't fucking around out here. You feel me? I made a video a few days ago and posted it on my Facebook, just trying to, I called it a secret, but it ain't no fucking secret. For real, I just was doing this shit for, I guess, attention or some shit like that, for real. But it's not really no fucking secret. Like, the topic at hand was pretty much just staying out the way, you feel me? How to, you know, dodge drama, bullshit, or just anything that's so fucking unnecessary nowadays. Like, mainly just drama, like dealing with negative, toxic people and shit like that. Like, it's like the whole deal is mind your motherfucking business and don't have nobody in your business. That's how, you know, people are able to put your name in their mouth and twist up shit about your life because you got these motherfuckers in your business. But I ain't gonna even keep on to that because I want to put that in a whole nother podcast. I want to actually make that into a podcast, so I'm gonna do that for my next episode. I apologize for getting into them waters and I'm already taking my foot out. But it's all good, man. I wanna get y'all at the edge of y'all seat some way, somehow. So just stay tuned, man. And don't forget, man, invite a friend to listen to Tonio Talk, dog. Like, don't be scared. If you like it, your friend might like it. If your friend like it, they friend might like it. Shit, if you, maybe y'all can, shit, get on the motherfucking show. It ain't no maybe too. Just hit me up and y'all will be up on this motherfucker. Like, I'm not no stingy ass dude. Oh, you got to know a lot of people to get on my podcast. I'm not that type of dude. You want to get a podcast? You want to get on the show with me? Like, hit me up. I got a Facebook, Tonio Talks Podcast. You're going to see me on the only Tonio Talks Podcast there is out there. So hit your boy up, man. All right? Peace and love, my good people. Thank you for listening. I'm out.